Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is D-Love, of course, with Real Talk One-on-One with you. It is so early, guys. Man, we needed that, you know. Get you up, moving the day. If you like me, I mean, I'm on the grind 24-7. And you know what? That's what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about, I want to share with you guys about the R factor Theory series is what it is. It is an R Factors theory. Of course, this is a 30-minute show, so we will not, of course, we'll just have to do it in segments. We'll go over some R Factors next week as well on the Saturday episode. And then the next following Saturday, guys, I will be having a very special guest I want to make known and mention to you guys, especially all of you bookworms out there who enjoy reading and enjoy a good novel. My next guest, I mean, she's hot, guys. She is on Amazon's bestsellers list. She's a playwright, director, and she's going to be on. We're going to air at 3 o'clock, and so she'll be coming on the show on November 21st, talk about some of her new releases that are on the market and everything. And so I would encourage you guys, I mean, especially if you have thought about documenting your path or journey in a memoir or just writing a short story to inspire people. You know, hey, we need to really, really think about some things personally in our lives. And it's kind of like going back to really looking from within and digging deep within, because we're going to need it to keep from going crazy, guys. So I want to share with you guys the first three that we may be able to get through is R Factor number one is a revelation. You know, we know what a revelation is. Have you ever experienced a revelation in your life? You know, I mean, you've been doing something the same way so many times, or there's this issue in your life that just seemed to not go away no matter what you do, and it's, or kind of like a recipe. We can use the analogy of a recipe. You know, you think you got this recipe down, you're guessing, come to find out, you're wondering, dang, you know, why my cake is, you know, keep falling or what, you know, and then all of a sudden, bam, you know what, I forgot that I needed at least, you know, so much of this ingredient or whatever. You know, a revelation, something that is like the light bulb moment, an aha moment, pretty much. That is a revelation. We know that a revelation means the revealing of something, the disclosing of something, obviously. So a revelation, when we experience a revelation, God gives us revelations, right? So we experience a revelation in our lives, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our souls. We eventually, over time, we begin to change and mature in our thinking due to revelations, okay? And revelations are good, but guess what? We have to pay attention to the revelation, right? Because if someone reveals something to you, and you know how we are as human beings, you know, by nature, we want to gravitate toward those things that make us feel good, that make us feel better, right? I know I'm guilty of it, you know. But see, I've learned to balance that and not always act on my feelings. So that is what we have to do, obviously, to keep ourselves on track or intact, rather. So and on point with what life, you know, how to deal with life in general. So revelations are really good because it grows us. And as you know, when we're, you know, as little kids, we see everything on the surface, right? But as we get older, things become more obvious to us, especially when we realize we have to go and work like, what, 60, 70 hours a week just to support ourselves and make a living. So that's a revelation. You know, so revelations are good because, and sometimes we need to seek revelations. Me personally, I ask God to show me things, show me, you know, what is important in my life, what isn't, and just kind of help guide me or whatever, and help me prioritize, you know, things in my life and help me to keep things in order, because as you all know, life is tough, right? Hard knocks. And so so we, you know, just ask God to help us to know what's in front of us and some of the things we're dealing with, you know, and different things like that. We have to be careful. And we all know, those of us that are believers, God will reveal things to us. And so that's our revelation. But once we receive that revelation, what do? Sometimes we revolt. Evolution going on. So the second R factor is revolution. Because after we get that revelation, gosh, you know, it's just like you find out someone has been unfaithful, or someone entrusted yourself to, they betrayed you, denied, whatever. You know, all of a sudden you're angry, you're mad, you're like, what? You're revolting because this thing, this unfortunate situation has revealed itself. So then you're revolting inside. You're angry. That's your revolution, right? The definition of a revolution means to overthrow. So something, you got to over repudiation in a sense, you know? So when you overthrow something, you got to go through a replacement period, right? You know? Most revolts, if we want to look at it in the analogy of a war or something, there has to be change. So when you revolt inside and you're angry and you're mad, you know, whatever's going on inside after something has been revealed, then you revolt. But what do you do? What type of change? Because revolution means change. So then you go to the change. You start saying, whoa, how will I deal with this situation without, you know, putting myself into a compromising situation or you know, whatever the situation may be, without continuing to upset myself and you know, interrupt my central nervous system, you know, because, you know, when we get nervous, our flight and our fight system kicks in, right? So we revolting. Y'all, come on, you know what I'm talking about. All right. So then after we revolt, what do? You know, you say, okay, you got to analyze this situation. Analyze it. All right? Hopefully we're analyzing in a positive way. It's very hard. I can't speak for someone else. I can only speak for myself. So I have to find things to keep my mind intact, to keep my mind on kosher, if you will, okay? Trying to find an appropriate word. It's still early, so you guys have to bear with me. It's kind of hard right now, just getting up so early, but I purpose to do this because I so much enjoy it. And I certainly want to appreciate everyone, you guys that are listening, my faithful, loyal listeners and profile viewers, I hope that my show has been very helpful to you. Okay, we're going to move to R factor number 3. Okay, guys, then that one is going to be the resolution. Okay, we're going to move on to, so we got revelation, where the act of revealing, something's revealed itself. So now how will you respond? Because you know you're revolting inside, which means that a revolution is occurring. Okay, so now we're going to move to a resolution because you got to, how will you deal with this, right? Find a resolution. How will I deal with this? You know, we know that prayer should be our first response, obviously, because as I mentioned earlier, God will reveal to us in many ways on how to deal with various situations, right? We know that. So we find that resolution, you know, whatever we can come up with that will help make this situation feasible and to where, you know, it would be a win-win in a sense. You know, so we find a resolution. What is the resolution? You know, should I cut off this friendship that's toxic, that don't mean anything to me, or should I start looking for another job that I'm not happy in? Should I pursue my dreams that I've always been wanting to pursue in life and be happy with myself? Because I can do this. You know, that's what you tell yourself. You find that resolution. And with those three R's, you know, the revelation, revolution, resolution, because life is a formula, guys. You know that. What do you do in the morning? You set your clock. okay, I got to be up at 6:30 in the morning, whatever. You know, that bell rings, bam, you out the bed, you know what I mean? You roll and drop, get on your knees, thank the Lord up above, whatever, get up, take your shower, whatever you do, however your regimen goes, you know? From that point on, you heading to work. So everything's a formula. So, and that's the analogy that I am using today. So pretty much the revelation, the revolution, it's been revealed, whatever that life situation is, because we will have many revelations in life. And as the Bible speaks of in the days to come, in the last days, we all know that there will be a lot of things being revealed. And we're seeing it today in our culture. It's terrible. But guess what? God's got this. He knows what's going on, okay? He knows. He knows. And so that's why it's so important that we pay attention to what is around us. I've had people, you know, I would like to think that I am a nice person. I'm a very understanding person. And, you know, but there are times where I have to stand alone on certain subjects, and some people just, you know, we all can agree to disagree because we're not always supposed to see everything the same way. We know that. Let's just say that. But, you know, there's just things that I just won't do, period. And I've had people say, oh, well, you're just this and you're just that. What? Ever. Define me however you want, because truly I really don't care. Okay? Can't allow people to define you. Know who you are. Know your purpose. And you can find your purpose by that revelation. We got time. I can give you another R factor, and that is where you want to reflect. Reflect. Which in a sense should go before resolution, but to me it kind of ties in because you reflect. Reflect on what the things that you want to change in your life, the things that you want to see come to fruition in your life. Reflect on the thing in the past, in a sense, not that you're dwelling on it, but that you won't make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. So do some reflection. How can I change myself? Are there things in my life that I really need to change? Because if God's revealed something to you, say, for instance, I've had people, and again, when, you know, and I have my godmother and people that I know that truly care about me, and when they tell me, hey, Dee, you being a little bit too strong in that area or whatever, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, sometimes I come home and I look in the mirror, I say, good Lord, really? Was I a little bit too harsh about that subject, or did I really not handle that situation well, you know? Or sometimes they may say, you know what, girl, you know, no, you know, you saw that coming, you should have just walked away, right? But then at the same time, people are always telling you, well, you know, give people the benefit of, you know, so you got that balance there. We have that balance, and so reflecting is good, but how can you reflect if you don't take time out to alone, of course, to reflect, to meditate? Soft music is good, you know, or just you and the Lord alone, talking, dialoguing, praying, weeping, crying, whatever. You know what I mean? Getting into your feelings, as the young folks say. Okay? Getting into your feelings and saying, okay, Lord, help me. You know, because if you, again, what the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. However, if you're not seeking, then truly you will not find. And, you know, you can't always hope that it will find you, right? So, I mean, we really have to seek. And it's nice sometimes that there's some bonuses in life where opportunity does find us. But not always, y'all know that. Not always. It's hard all the way. From the time of birth, from the time of conception, You know, when a woman is in labor and she's laboring to bear this child, you know, or just raising it. I mean, it's all hard. I mean, we can just go way back, of course, since the beginning of time, of course, and we all know the story behind that one. So we have to, I guess what I'm saying is, establish some perimeters that will help us stay on task, because unfortunately sometimes life is a formula. I mean, it is. What do you get up, wash, rinse, repeat, right? It's like you get up, do the same thing over and over again. However, let's try to, in the process, gain some understanding in how we can deal with the days to come and how we can truly, truly stay close to God. So we had revelation, the act of revealing, revolution, the act of revolting from within. Then we go on to the resolution. Okay, how will we handle this situation? What can we do? Let's put on our thinking cap. I know. I want to sleep too. Trust me, I do. But sometimes it's no sleep. There's no sleep, like Janet said. No sleep. Okay? And then, of course, we talked about the reflection. Let's look in the mirror and see what we can change about ourselves. Let's try to be good people and be honest and genuine people. No, I'm not saying being a people pleaser or kiss butt. I'm not saying that, because you got to have some respect for yourself, right? Respect goes in there too. However, and that is an R factor, okay? But what I'm saying is that there we are, you know, come on, we're not going to always be the one that critique ourselves. You know that. We would like to see ourselves as being, you know, pure gold, 100% peer, you know, when we know that even if we are working toward that goal through Christ, it's going to take some sacrifice, and it's going to take us to relinquish some things in life, right? Because life is about give and take. So anyways, those are four R factors that I felt compelled to share with you guys. I hope that you can take that information and apply it to your life. And again, guys, let's talk about self-elevation real quick. You know, I would say, you know, let's just, I know there's so much we can do in life, and we all get tired. I'm one of them. But, you know, with the things to come, the global system, you know, we all hear about the new one world order system and all this kind of stuff. We have to start putting our house in order. And of course I'm on that path, and of course with God's help I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, and you guys can too. So anyhow, we're looking at 6 minutes or so before the show ends. We will go over more R factors next week. Go Royals. Wow. They nailed it. They killed them. I'm telling you. Man, I was a teenager back when they won the World Series. And I can just vividly remember how exciting it was. It was great. And I was just like, wow, I mean, we loved it. You know, I used to play softball when I was a little girl. So I loved it. But anyhow, guys, just thank you so much for sharing just by visiting my page and, you know, listening in, and I appreciate that. I hope, again, I've been helpful, which means that, you know, you guys are still there, hanging in there with me. And also, don't forget, this girl, she's hot, and she's big. She's doing big things. And, guys, hey, if you want to document, you know, just your journey of your life, publisher, she can do whatever, guys. She's willing to stand by and answer any calls you all may have in regards to how to get started in writing a memoir or publish your own, you know, book or whatever. Just hang, you know. D-Love's really trying to offer up some really positive information to help you guys. We got we've had some awesome guests on the show, M.K. Muller, Ian with Gamers. We've had Jay Inside the Box with Jay, Purple Voodoo, marketing consultant with Catherine Harris. Had some good people. AJ with the Love Girl. Ruth Tisdale, there you go. She's with Advice and Aid Pregnancy Center. So, guys, stay tuned. I want to bring you guys as much positive information as I possibly can. I know it's early, but that's okay. I got you. All you got to do is go on my page, archive. You can download any archive missed episode or program that, you know, you weren't able to listen in to on a live session, and I understand that because it is early. But keep in mind, you can certainly go on the page and just see everything that I've put out to date and some of the things that I'm still working on as we grow. So I would certainly hope that you would tell all your friends and grow with me, you know, and let's do this thing, right? Let's make this happen. And let's gain some understanding, and let's just be whole here, guys, because really, truly, that's what I'm striving for. You know, I face issues and problems like everyone else, but it's really, truly how you deal with them. I mean, I'm no different, but this is one way that I deal with it, and that's by sharing with you because it makes me feel good. And let me be honest here, you know, there are a lot of people that come to me, friends, family, coworkers. Hey, D, what do you think about this? And it's been this way. So I do believe that God has definitely endowed me with a great mind, just helping me to be able to discern things and to approach things in a diplomatic manner. Now, have I always done that? No. Because, I mean, I was young, I was wild, I ain't going to lie. I grew up with three boys, guys. But you know what? Never was a fighter, always a lover, right? There you go. All right. So anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining me. It's been great. And you know what? Let's make this happen. Go Royals. I will talk to you guys next week. Peace out. Let's check this out, guys. Let's make this happen. And also, this is going to be my song for the day. Feel free to email me, whatever, because you know what? I just got, like, stuff here waiting to sit out to y'all. All right. Have a great weekend. Peace. Okay, guys, let's make it happen. All right. Like I said, check out all my guests and everything on the site. They've got some wonderful information. I mean, I've had a host, guys. So you guys go out there and make it happen. And just check us out. Carmen Hawkins, wedding planner. We've got it all. We got you covered. Peace, guys.